1979. For 30 years, the hag Money was kept in Perda. She lived down alleys, her children swanking it, yes, like naughty boys on the fringes of a fairground. Ma Money had plenty to give them. Riches were a subculture. We pretended like yoga or Jewishness. Public services, air, sunlight, death, were for all. Money's children queued for the doctor like everyone else. Or if they did not, no one noticed. Gossip was the province they occupied. An Ulster with normal Britishness temporarily in abeyance. North Sea oil flared on the Scotch horizon. Ma Money took to fostering bright kids, not in her class, mind, while old ladies, retired beekeepers, gentle painters like Cullimore, cried in anguish that we Brits were going soft. Everything done for us. Enterprise debt. The three R's and the 11 plus were cried for in Middle England. Ma Money was seen buying lipstick, licking her chops.
Leafless scrub and grey thorns, with hardly a yellow face peeping from the gorse. A rough sky and the straits smoky with storm. I was a wild thing. I had no roots in the world. Like a beggar, my one claim was the kindliness. Folk had rights. They stood in their orders like a graduation. On parade, the hag Money looked over her recruits. Sergeant Major was explaining. Too much dead wood. Grey twigs with hardly a gold face showing. You can't run a country like that. Folk had rights. Though as for me, I was a wild thing and hiding as far away as possible. They found me, pushed me gently on, gently enough, onto the square where the big men untidily stood. I tried not to look furtive. The hag Money addressed us. Like the smoke of white water, she broke despondency and fear amongst us. She weeded our hearts. It was like Dachau, Buchenwald. I was a cloned Jew boy in my Star of David. Folk had rights. Some of the big men agreed with her. Children of the hag handed our gossip to us.
Ah, the sweetness of Ma Money then. She was a real mother to us, proud of her boys. Bangor now, minus our salaries, might survive. She'd see to it we would not starve. And I walked in the wide wilderness. Suddenly, the desert was blooming. The hag's children were having a festival. Red and yellow adverts everywhere. Bank loans, lottery tickets, prize lists. All the best package deals to a liberal education. Nobody talked anymore. Ventriloquists of the hag handled our gossip for us.
Well, I had babies to delight and frighten me. Suddenly the forum pomped the hag Caesar crowned with laurels. Eagles trundled to the last imperialist war. Falklands, Albatross Roads marched them to glory. We were in Galway then, where the Pardoons kept their usual distance, I could hardly credit it. But coming home, under Carnarvon walls where empire began, O castle, my mother, womb of the aspiration in me, to what springtime do you bear me? I saw the warmongering populace of England crowd on sale as if it were normal dismemberment or death for queen and country, and not to complain at the raggedness of hopes, the size of terror, the hag money taking the salute of the 43 Welsh corpses on board the Victory, Victory, oh.